Epilogue.
Of Captain Sicarius, I will say only this. None have borne battle more nobly or with greater prowess. I will mourn my brother when I know he is lost. Until then, I will hold out hope that he may some day return to us. If any can do such a thing, it will be him. And when he does return, then think of the tales he will have to tell us.
Marnius Calgar, upon hearing of the disappearance of the Emperor's will. The warrior hurried through the cloisters of the ship, heedless of the serfs who scurried from his path, his armoured footfalls beating a rapid staccato against the metal deck. Giving a crisp salute to the sentry, the gilded gates to his lord's chambers parted, and he entered swiftly. One of the Victrix guard stepped into his path, brandishing an ornate sword, a finely wrought shield with the crest of Ultramar emblazoned upon it, thrust in front of him. The eyes behind the retinal lenses of the guard's gold-winged helmet were unwavering.
"Let him through!"
uttered a deep, gritty voice. The Victrix guard lowered sword and shield at once and stepped aside.
"Captain Agamon,"
said Marnius Calgar, leaning forwards on his throne, his great gauntlets clutching his arms with barely repressed strength. The chapter master of the Ultramarines radiated dominance and power. He was resplendent in his artificer armour, and one of the greatest warriors and commanders of Ultramar. One did not intrude upon his chambers lightly.
"I assume you have urgent news," he said.
"I do, my lord,"
Agamon replied, the regent of Ultramar and a vaunted hero in his own right. He bowed on one knee, showing the proper deference before rising and standing straight as a mast.
"It must be a matter of some import, if you are here bringing it to me yourself."
Agamon removed his helm. His hair and face were plastered with sweat, and his many scars deepened in the chamber's brazier light. But he was, nonetheless, ebullient. Calgar's eyes narrowed, his patience thinned.
"Out with it, then! What brings you here to disturb my meditations?"
Agamon smiled proudly, his chest filling with purpose and belief.
"He has returned," he told Calgar.
Calgar's eyes widened, and he shook his head in joyful disbelief. He laughed loudly, and the sound carried throughout the room.
"I never met an ultramarine harder to kill than him. Thank Gilliman, Sicarius has returned."
That was Knights of Macragg by Nick Keim. Read by Richard Reed. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2019.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.